Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom which promotes and sustains the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within an evolving planetary society on planet Earth. Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom which promotes and sustains the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within an evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living by cultivating the mind of a scientist. You are being able to extract the very best the 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Neural Redesign Program and much, much more. With your host physician, surgeon, microbiologist, preventative medicine, hygiene physician, and surgeon general, Dr. Jewel Pooper.
Greetings. How are you? I'm so glad to be here. Here we are, another week into this fabulous time of change known as the Global Reset. And so how's your week been? I'm extending lots of love and support to you. And whatever's going on, always know that it's occurring in your best interest. Trust me, I know many people are really still struggling with trust and so many changes are happening, but this is the time now. And our reset is to begin to renew and to build a trust with our planet, with Mother Earth, because it is all in our best interest. And that is why if you're struggling with that concept that everything is happening in your best interest, it's because what I've discovered in the past, our neurons need to be upgraded. And this is what we do now, we, the neurons. As you know, our business name now is Jewel Neuro Redesign. And Jewel is an acronym for Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living. And what we do is that we redesign the brain. We redesign the neurons. And so that is what's so exciting here, because most people still don't really understand how malleable and how the neurons long to be in the proper relationship with each other and with their spinal cord, the whole and the peripheral nervous system, and the rest of the body. So many people are still thinking that if the brain is injured, that it can't recover, it doesn't change, not at all. So we're going to talk more about that this week, because it's time now that we give our full attention here to emotional health. This is Mental Health Month. Mental health, emotional health, they are like a hand. You have one type of skin on the dorsum, and then you have another type on the palm. But if those two types of skin are not intact and are not healthy, the hand becomes very difficult to use. And that is the same situation with your emotional body and your mental body. The mediator, which is the brain, has to be healthy and structured in a pattern and a relationship that is necessary for you to do anything and everything that you choose to do on this planet for the best interest of all involved. So we're going to talk in detail today more about neuro redesign, Jewel Neuro Redesign. And again, Jewel is an acronym for Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living. And we're going to talk about what happens when you redesign your nervous system, redesign your brain. So get yourself comfortable, put yourself in a really relaxed position so that you can listen to everything I'm saying to you about this wonderful organ that you have in your head which is your brain, a fabulous organ. I call it your satellite, your personal satellite. Does so many wonderful things for you, and we have to know how to keep it energized, healthy, and in proper coordination with planet Earth, as well as all of our other planets in our solar system and beyond. So let's talk about, in just a minute here, we're going to talk about the discussion of what it means to really redesign the brain. So I'll be right back after this message, and get your pads and pencils ready. And one of the things we always encourage you to do is to drink water. Water, 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 water. The brain is almost 80% water. So if you want that brain to work better, you've got to keep it hydrated. So I'll be right back with you after this message, and let's talk about the neuron and its capacity to be redesigned. I'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the world nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Well, welcome. If you're just tuning in, you're at the top of the show, and we are talking about the neuron today. And we're talking about what does it mean to basically redesign the neuron. What is a neuron? Well, let's just take it from the top. A neuron is a specialized cell that has the capacity to take high-frequency energy, slow it down, and then take that same frequency, all of the information that it carries. You have to remember that energy always has information in it, and be able to step that energy down to a lower density where it literally becomes physical. And the physical manifestation of a high energy field, especially carrying information, a thought, is known as a neuropeptide. So the neuron, which does what now? It's very interesting, this cell. The cell primarily is distributed throughout the entire body, but primarily the neurons that we speak about are in the brain and in the back of the head, and they have a long, long, long arm called an axon that at the base of the neck all come out of the brain and unified together. They are wrapped in a sheath, all these very long extensions of all of these, what, 80 billion neurons that form your brain. And that long extension of every one of those 80 billion neurons comes together to form what? Your spinal cord. And that spinal cord then is covered in a sheath of bone that you call your vertebral column. Yeah, your vertebrae actually form a shield around the arm of all those neurons. And remember now, 80 billion of them, okay, to form the spinal cord. And they branch off segmentally to make sure that the face, the neck, the arms, the chest, the abdomen, your lower back, legs, and feet all have what? Neuron extensions within them that we call what? Axons. Yeah, so the neuron looks like what? A tree, an incredible tree. So if you're outside, look up, look around you. That's how the neuron looks. The neuron looks just like a tree, and if you can then recognize that the trunk of the tree is an axon. That's the part of the neuron that comes together with 80 billion other neurons to make your spinal cord. This is very important. Now, if you can then recognize that if a storm comes along or proper, improper exposure to wind, moisture, or even intense sunlight, we can see that the branches on the tree, and yes, your neuron has branches, just like the tops of the trees, and those branches connect to the branches of another neuron. And so what happens is that all of these branches connecting to each other actually make a whole grid of nervous tissue that occupies your brain, your skull, and that's how you develop a brain. So it's a beautiful thing. So when you go through the forest, you're in the woods, you can just look up and look at all those branches touching each other, and you're actually looking at how your neurons form the brain. And then the trunks of all of those trees actually now come together, and they then travel down a shield of bone all the way through your back, all the way out of the lower aspect of your spine, which we call the sacrum, and then they extend themselves into your lower extremities. And this is how you get what we call a whole spinal system, a whole central nervous system and peripheral nervous system. So what is a neuron? A neuron is a specialized cell that is responsible for taking high-frequency information that is not physical, okay, just like a sound or just an odor, a smell, and it literally slows that information down because the information is carried in a field of light composed, a field of light that we call energy. Slows those photons that make that field of light, they slow it down until they what? Become liquid, and we call that liquid a neuropeptide. Amazing. So now, what happens when you are allowing your brain, because it does it anyway, okay? We call it neuroplasticity. Neuro is nerve, and plasticity, where the neurons act like they're plastic and they can really change their shape and function and relationship very easily with each other. Neural redesign takes advantage of that very pliable plastic capability of the neurons and designs it in a pattern that is ideal and conducive for the brain itself, for your physical body, all the organs in it, and most of all, for the processing of all thoughts. All thoughts, whether it's a sound, whether it's an odor, et cetera, is processed by the brain and turned into a liquid known as a neuroprotein. And we're going to talk about it in just a minute, what happens with that neuroprotein. Got it? A neuron, you have your own personal forest in your own body, known as the brain and its peripheral nervous system, and they capture and process high vibration frequencies of information we call thoughts, sound, etc., and they turn it into a liquid. They lower the speed of the rate that that information is traveling, and it turns into a liquid known as a neuropeptide. So I'll be right back after this message. Now you're taking really good notes. And we'll tell you what happens after your wonderful tree-appearing neuropeptides, or tree-appearing neurons, make the chemical composition of your thoughts. Be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STDs, Alzheimer's, COVID-19, and many others. These disorders are the result of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our body. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.jewish.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, wonderful, and I welcome you very, very much. You know, I forgot to give you the number. Call all your friends, your relatives, et cetera, anybody that is suffering from any type of disorder, especially if they are not joyous with their life and happy, they're depressed or they're down because they don't have a job or they actually have physical ailments. Call us and listen to the show. It's 347-215-9531, 347-215-9531, because we're talking about the neurons specifically today and how we can reshape them, reconfigure them to change their function, which means that if their function changes, their chemistry changes, and therefore your perception of yourself as well as your body and your environment also changes. Now, one of the things that is very important here, because some of you have asked me, well, why do I want to redesign my neurons? Well, the reason why you want to redesign your neurons is because if you just look around you and you look at a tree, the tree has large branches that change shape and direction based on light, based on the air, etc. But also all of those branches off of the main axon, which is the trunk, have the capacity to move and shift. So all the branches and their leaves are intermingling with each other because they are transmitting information, chemistry, etc. And that is exactly how the neurons in your brain are to also function. Now, many times, and we've talked about this, the branches and the leaves in your brain, what we call those neuron extensions here, they get stuck. Depends on the thoughts that you have. Yes, depends on the thoughts that you have. They actually may be damaged. For example, we have a lot of people now that are grieving for, you know, the deaths of family members, et cetera, all the tragic activities that are happening in the environment. And when they really internalize that as though that is a huge loss of themselves, that's a very traumatic thought to the body itself and definitely to the brain and the chemistry that the brain has to make to translate those thoughts really are very traumatic and irritating to the nerves of the body. Yes, because all of these little branches, okay, think of that. These are nerves, and they are traumatized by the thoughts, and many times they stick together. Many times they die. And so, therefore, most of us have had traumatic perceptions of our life and our experience that causes us to literally traumatize the brain. And we can tell that it's traumatized when people are not able to change their thoughts about themselves from day to day or about events that have happened in the past. And we call that brain trauma. Brain trauma means that many of the nerves have basically been broken off, just like a breaking of a branch off a tree, a large segment of a tree may be broken, et cetera. And so, therefore, if this happens to hundreds of thousands, millions of cells in the brain, neurons of the brain, then, therefore, your whole thinking process is changed. And so we call that post-traumatic stress syndrome. We call that depression, you know, chronic anxiety. The list goes on and on, but it definitely is letting us know that the arrangement of your neurons, how they're interacting with each other is not healthy and does not let the neurons interact and arrange themselves properly. And so, therefore, they have to be redesign. They've got to heal. And so there's a lot of other factors that are responsible for that, such as your nutrition, hydration I've talked about, et cetera, proper exposure to sunlight, sounds, colors. But the key here is that with all of those other support systems, there has to be a impetus, a stimulus that will cause that neuron to regrow, cause the neuron to separate itself from neurons that it should not be connected to, and grow to reconnect to the neurons that it is most harmonious with. So therefore, we have found out what that is, and I'm just so excited about this. I've been talking about this for years. What does this? Well, of course, people say surgery. Well, yeah, but that is very traumatic because you have to go through the skull bone and into the brain, et cetera. You don't want to do that if you don't have to. We have found that by so simple, observing the language of Mother Nature, which is what? Geometry, that the neurons will change. They will change their size, their shape, their arrangement, et cetera. And most of all, they will grow. Looking at the geometry of Mother Nature will cause neurons to grow. And it's very interesting. Scar tissue is reabsorbed, et cetera. And we know this. So this capacity of the neuron to change its size, shape, and function is called neuroplasticity, neuroregeneration, and geometry. The observation of that, just putting it in front of the eyeball, because what? The eyeball is the major and only aspect of the brain that is exposed to the outer world. You observe this and your neurons will change. So we have tens of thousands of testimonies where individuals have basically observed the geometry. We have geometry for every tissue. And it's interesting. We have a whole science where we study the structure of tissue. And when that structure is changed, the function of that cell changes. When the structure of the cell is returned to its ideal shape and size, the function returns. So therefore, redesigning your brain is very simple now, very easy, and it improves every aspect of your life. In the past, I've talked about this for long periods of time, how I was able to heal myself, my body, et cetera, by just using sacred geometry in alignment with healthy lifestyle habits of eating well, resting well, well hydration, et cetera, and with the application of observing geometry, I redesign my brain. Now, what we do here at the Jewel Redesign is that we have been able to devise a way of communicating with the overall energy of the neurons emanated by another person's brain. So we always talk about the fact that we know that somebody is thinking, or we can perceive the thoughts that are coming off of their head or what we perceive from their body. Well, that's true. We can. And so therefore, it's very interesting, but there's a numerical system that one is able to communicate with another brain numerically, and that brain basically will respond numerically to the sender of the questions. So we have, and I have trained my brain to be able to talk to other brains on a numerical system to tell me just how are they using their brain. How are they using their brain? Emotionally, mentally, and also with the perception of the environment. And therefore, give them a list of numbers, and the brain will then reply and let me know what numbers are appropriate. And this is how we measure a person's brain so they can see for themselves where they are in the proper usage of their brain. this has been done for almost 50 years. There's all kind of graphs and charts, et cetera, that correspond with numbers that show particular behavior patterns, emotionally, mentally, and physically. And when these numbers decrease, obviously the capacity of the individual is altered or enhanced if the numbers are increased. And this is what we send to you when you join our program. So I want to tell you more about this, but let my sponsor speak to you, and I'll be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the world nutrition and stimulates the expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, well, if you're just tuning in, hi, I'm Dr. Jewel, of course. This is our Jewel Neuro Redesign show. Yeah, you probably used to know it as DJBP, but we're now Jewel Neuro Redesign, or JNR. And why did we change the name? Well, because we want you to clearly understand that what we do is just far, far more than allowing different aspects of the brain to balance themselves. We are allowing you to really have the opportunity to know that you can actually redesign your brain, stimulate the neuroplasticity, the capacity of your neurons in your brain to actually change their relationship with each other, to be able to chemically communicate with new areas of the brain to allow you to have a whole new capability of how you can use your entire body. In my case, for example, I was able to rebuild my immune system, where with the diet, hydration, et cetera, the proper nutritional support, I was able to rebuild my immune system and to stop the growth of very cancerous disease in my body. And it has remained free for almost 40 years of such experience. One of the things that was so interesting with this application of geometry every day, 5 minutes per symbol, it's a triad of three symbols, I was able to totally change the chemistry of my blood. And by changing the chemistry of my blood, I was able to therefore allow the tissues to heal themselves. Now, what I loved about the program also is that my attitude, oh my goodness, my attitude changed so much. And my intelligence, I became so much smarter, so much more acute of change in my body, and so much more thorough in being able to identify the proper relationship with information, data, and to put it together almost like a puzzle so simply while I was actually stimulating my neurons to redesign themselves. Now, this is very important because, again, this is a non-invasive process. It basically does not require you to have to be any particular place or go any particular where. No, we mail everything to you. And then our education on this is also virtual. The key here is that once you've taught how to see again, many people we discovered don't use the entire optic nerve to see, only certain areas of the optic nerve to see. So what you may think a person standing next to you sees, it's not necessarily true. So many times we have to make sure and we assess that you're able to see the entire geometric field or the field of the geometry. And once we are secure that you have been able to visualize it, then you're going to see tremendous change happen throughout your body. Now, to redesign your brain only takes 15 minutes a day. The brain will start changing, and it will continue to do so in an energy field of about every 24 hours. That's why we recommend that you do this at least once a day. Right now, because of all the changes that are happening on the planet, we recommend that you do this twice a day. But definitely doing this twice a day, we have found that people are totally different people within a matter of 3 months. When we used this program decades ago, it used to take 5 years to 2 years, a year and a half. Then we got to a point where it was about a year, and now it's up to 3 to 4 months because there's so much change on the planet that when you are willing to actually look at those symbols every day, twice a day, Mother Nature, some energy force supports the brain to be able to redesign itself, to re-sculpt the neurons, to reconnect them in all new patterns, et cetera, that the person is really amazed at their capabilities of recognizing that they are a different entity as opposed to how they think, how they behave, how they respond to stimuli in their body than they did 3 to 4 months before picking up the symbols. So it's really important to understand that. And this is a real gift because this is what? This is our mental health month. This month, honoring that. Now, Mental Health Month is part of our celebration up until June 16th. And so, therefore, we want to help as many people as possible. I've just been looking at news clips and all kind of stories and vignettes where so many people are really having challenges in being able to sustain a comfortable, harmonious perception of themselves, their life, and the people in their lives. And so a lot of different nouns have been given to what they perceive in their emotional body is not comfortable, from, you know, depression to anxiety to insecurity, just outright fear. But all of these things significantly decrease because they're what? They are chemicals made by a brain that needs to be redesigned. Amazing. But when those neurons shift their position with neighboring neurons, et cetera, the chemistry released by these neurons is totally, totally different. And the response that the tissues have to this new chemistry called neuropeptides that are made by your neurons, it feels as though basically a whole blanket has been lifted from your awareness. The body feels different. Your attitude is lighter. You're able to tolerate and observe activity and experiences in a total different way. And this is why we talk about redesign as a tool and a process that happens to the neurons because they are being shown the geometry that actually helps to build and stabilize what we call our life, what we call our planet, because everything is based on that. Now, I want to tell you something different during this time, and this is why this is so important. Here we are in the Mental Health Month. And this is really important to recognize that we're focusing on everything we can do to bring a state of contentment, compassion for each other, and most of all, a sincere excitement about interacting with other humans. It's very important. And here at Jewel Neuro Redesign, JNR, we are offering a special program for you. So we have 3 different tiers of where you can enter into the program, and we service people all over the world. So you can just go to our website here, JRNsupport@JUIS.education, and visit us. And the information is there on our website. And you can receive what? A real gift from us to you. A huge discount of $300 for whatever tier you may want to sign up in to enroll in this program. And so the descriptions are there on the website as to what tier you may want to sign in. But the key is sign in. Do not suffer any longer. It's so important that you have to recognize that you don't have to walk around and be depressed. You don't have to walk around being fearful. You don't have to walk around being angry. Anger is a real big problem on the planet, and most people don't know. That's because the neurons of the brain are malaligned. Many segments of the brain are actually altered in their shape and function, which produces the neurochemistry that actually is perceived by your conscious mind as anger and aggression. And obviously it can get us into a lot of problems because it's just a perception. It's not something that's outside of you. It's your perception that's so important, because the perception is based on chemistry. The chemistry basically comes from the activity, the secretion of the proteins that translate your thoughts by what? The neurons. That's the magic cell in the head that actually takes high-frequency impulses, beams of energy, and actually changes it into chemistry. That chemistry then is released from the neurons into the bloodstream, and then every cell does what with that? And I was going to tell you about that earlier. Every cell then recognizes and knows what you are thinking. So you have to understand then that you may have had a pristine thought, wonderful thinking, but then you recognize, why do I not feel good? Why am I having these sensations in my body, et cetera? But have you ever thought about the fact that the brain has to translate what you are thinking? And if your brain is diseased, if you know you've had head trauma, if you know that, you know, you have pain in the head, if you know that you're constantly haunted by experiences from the past, et cetera, it's because the neurons basically are not operating at their optimum, because many of them can be damaged, they can be dehydrated, but most of them in shock. Well, what do you think is happening when we have people that are dealing with post-traumatic stress or post-traumatic shock disorder? The information that was observed by the brain, heard by the brain, et cetera, was so traumatic to the neurons that the neurons trying to process this high-frequency, intense energy was traumatized. And so therefore, the neurons didn't have time to recover before they had to process more information, which was traumatic, et cetera. And now, guess what? Because they translate your thoughts into chemistry, that chemistry was also abnormal, not structured properly, and that gets into your bloodstream. And then now you're having alternate strange, unwanted feelings because of the trauma to the neurons. So it's very important to understand that mental health is predicated on the health of the neurons. And if the neurons aren't healthy, the translation of your thoughts is not going to be accurate. That's going to be released into the bloodstream. And then the tissues are going to be what? Be fed, literally absorbed, misinformation. And so that's why, you know, it's kind of vexing the people who are depressed and other people walking around and saying, well, why should you be depressed? You have X, Y, and Z here going for you, this, that, and the other, and they're not feeling supported. Why? Because the individual is trying to describe a reality that the afflicted person cannot perceive, because the neurons in their brain are not arranged like the observers. The neurons in their brain have been damaged and altered and are not functioning in cohesion with each other. So what corrects that? And that is geometry. Observation of geometry will change that. I know this may sound real strange to people, and it's like, well, how can that be, and whatever else, et cetera. Well, there's a whole quantum physics, quantum science behind how this works, and we are excited to be able to inform you about this when you join our program, because one of the things that we have to do at Jewel Neural Redesign, JNR, is that we have to feed the brain the proper frequencies of information, of thoughts that will also propel and stimulate those neurons to want to regenerate, to actually grow, and also to connect and communicate with neurons of their own quality and type. And that's how the brain reorganizes itself and redesigns itself, because it wants to always be in a proper state of alignment and balance. So June 16, 22, that ends the last day of Mental Health Month, and we're here dedicated to making sure that this month you can bring an end to any emotional state or mental state that has not allowed you to recognize how wonderful and incredible you are as a human being here on planet Earth. So please call us at 888-659-4486 or go to our website, neurodesign.com. That's neurodesign.com, or write us at JNR, support at JUIS.education. It's time for a station break, and I'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STDs, Alzheimer's, COVID-19, and many others. These disorders are the result of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our body. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.jewish.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right. So today has been a jam-packed day. And yes, we are in the height of our Mental Health Month. And here we are at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, dedicated to sharing with you our special tool, JNR, Jewel Neural Redesign Techniques, to allow you to redesign your brain and your nervous system. And I tell you, it really, really works. So again, come visit us at our website, neuro-design.com. We have a lot of information there for you to study about how this program works, as well as write us at our email, jrnjnrsupport@juis.education, jnrsupport@jewish.education. Now, I've done this program for a very long time, about 35 years. Now, if those of you who are just coming into the show and you don't know that I am a medical doctor, I was trained as a surgeon, specialized in GYN surgery and gynecology, along with long-term study in herbology as well as in nutrition in general. Tested a lot of different attributes of healing, obviously from surgery all the way to herbs and minerals and vitamins, et cetera, but I never experienced anything such as being able to look at geometry and bring the changes that have occurred in my body. Now, of course, I've been a hard scientist for most of my life. And to me, it was just really weird that I could basically look at geometry, okay? I mean, really focus on it now, okay? And the changes in my attitude, the changes in my intellect, I became so smart. I'm telling you, if it was not for this geometry, we would not be doing this show with you right now. And most of all, telling you about geometry that could actually change your attitude, lift you up out of your depression, resolve your anger, allow you to basically know that you are literally a living God and that you have a brain that can learn anything you want to. So, of course, you're not inadequate in any way. This is people feeling inadequate and inferior. That basically is because the brain has been damaged. Those neurons are not communicating with each other properly. They are not aligned with each other adequately. And all it takes is for you to expose them to geometry. Now, that's a whole other science to teach you about what geometry is, et cetera. And we offer that to you because what you want to do as you correct the positioning and the interaction of the neurons that compose your brain, you want to give it the proper information. Yes. So we are committed to make sure that you get this information. Yes, it's high science, but we basically translate it into a common lay person's terms with visual aids, Tory aids, so that you can really understand how great and awesome you are. And with applying the proper scaffolding that builds all life forms on this planet, which is geometry, you can redesign yourself. Yes, you can. So, again, if you have friends that are talking about the stress that they're experiencing, that they basically don't have a lot of hope for their life, they're not able to basically make change, they're afraid to make change, et cetera, or they've gone through some horrific experiences here, like the parents of all those children over the last 2 weeks and husbands, et cetera, I think. Wives, too, that have been traumatized permanently by violence. I would love for them to be able to get on this program. And if you know any of them or some of them, please give them our telephone number, 888-659-4486, and have them write us at our website here, our email, jnrsupport@juis.education. And, of course, please have them visit us at neuro-design, neuro-design, com. Now, you know, I just love this program, and I always have little stories. But I tell you, one of the things that I do when I get overwhelmed with so many things to do and wondering, do I have the time to get it done, and is that possible, and whatever else, et cetera, I just pull out my geometric symbols, and I will time myself per symbol, and I'll look at each symbol for 2 minutes. That's just 6 minutes. And within that short period of time, my neurons have realigned themselves, and I'm ready for the activity. I'm ready for the job. Let's bring it on. And to me, that's amazing. So I don't have to take a pill, don't have to take a shot of some alcohol or whatever. You know, I don't have to take a nap, you know, for 45. Just 2 minutes each symbol. And in this case, there are three symbols, and my whole brain is totally redesigned so that I can go on with the activities that are necessary. Now, I also meditate, and meditation for me is longer than this process. And so that's why, you know, when I really need to pep myself up or I've got things to do, I don't have time to necessarily go into, you know, a 45-minute, 50-minute meditation process, even though I will not live a life without that every day. But when I need immediate boost and my brain needs to be recentered and refocused, that geometry does it. It is amazing. So, again, don't suffer anymore, and don't let your friends that you love and your relatives suffer anymore. Contact us, neuro-design.com is our website. Jewel Neuro Redesign is our .com is our website, and please call us at 888-659-4486 and write us at JNR support at Jewish.education. Now,